Welcome to September 15th, 2021 on the National Day Calendar. Today we celebrate a seasonal topper and wagging your pasta tongue.
When was the last time you fell in love with coffee? Is your morning routine just a little too routine? At David's Roasting, they're fanatical about the beans because no matter how you brew it, coffee won't rock your world if it's not freshly roasted. Visit davidsroasting.com to try their award-winning blends, roasted to order and shipped to your door, because everyone deserves to fall in love with coffee this fresh. davidsroasting.com, boutique coffee without all the hype. As summertime turns to fall, most of us swap out our closets for cold weather clothes. If you're among the fashion forward, this means pulling out your felt hats. Not so long ago, people wouldn't dare to be seen without a hat on in public. More than a fashion statement, hats have identified our status, our military rank, and even our religion. Think Quaker hat or the stovepipe kind worn by President Lincoln. These days, most people love the vintage styles of a pork pie or bowler. Be bold enough to try something new, and you may never have a bad hair day again. On National Felt Hat Day, sport your own style, whether you're mad as a hatter or conservative as a cloche.
Why are there so many different pasta shapes? You might think it's silly to make a fuss over such things, but to the Italians, everything has a reason. Some pastas, like fettuccine, are flat and broad and made for holding cream sauce. Others, like spaghetti, are rounded in shape and perfect for tomato-based sauces. And the best of both worlds is the elliptical shape of linguine, which means little tongues. For the people of Genoa, linguine is a 400-year-old tradition. The region also boasts its pesto and seafood. We find it's best not to argue with tradition.
No.
On National Linguine Day, let these little tongues loose and don't forget to clam up.
Clam sauce, that's delicious.
White or red?
Red, please.
Yeah.
Really, I like white.
I can't win.
Okay.
I can't win with you guys. Hey, tomorrow it's National Play-Doh Day.
I wonder if I made some Play-Doh linguine, how that would be.
Oh, you might find a kid who would eat that.
Maybe so.
I'm Anna DeVere.
I'm Marlo Anderson.
Thanks for joining us as we celebrate every day.
See you tomorrow.